Thursday, November 25th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. An evening prayer hymn. Let all things now living a song of thanksgiving to God, our Creator, triumphantly raise, who fashioned and made us, protected and stayed us, who guideth us on to the end of our days. His banners are over us, his light goes before us, a pillar of shining, pillar of fire shining forth in the night, till shadows have vanished and darkness is banished, as forward we travel from light into light. His law he enforces, the stars in their courses, the sun in his orbit obediently shine. The hills and the mountains, the rivers and fountains, the depths of the ocean proclaim him divine. We too should be voicing our love and rejoicing, with glad adoration a song let us raise, till all things now living unite in thanksgiving, to God in the highest, hosanna and praise. And now our psalmody. Beginning with the first antiphon, I have made you the light of all nations, to carry my salvation to the ends of the earth. Psalm 72. O God, give your judgment to the king, to a king's son your justice, that he may judge your people in justice and your poor in right judgment. May the mountains bring forth peace for the people and the hills justice. May he defend the poor of the people and save the children of the needy and crush the oppressor. He shall endure like the sun and the moon from age to age. He shall descend like rain on the meadow, like raindrops on the earth. In his days justice shall flourish and peace till the moon fails. He shall rule from sea to sea, from the great river to earth's bounds. Before him his enemies shall fall, his foes lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and the sea coast shall pay him tribute. The kings of Sheba and Saba shall bring him gifts. Before him all kings shall fall prostrate. All nations shall serve him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the first antiphon, I have made you the light of all nations to carry my salvation to the ends of the earth. And the second antiphon, the Lord will save the children of the poor and rescue them from slavery. And the continuation of Psalm 72. For he shall save the poor when they cry and the needy who are helpless. He will give pity on the weak and save the lives of the poor. From oppression he will rescue their lives. To him their blood is dear. Long may he live. May the gold of Sheba be given him. They shall pray for him without ceasing and bless him all the day. May corn be abundant in the land to the peaks of the mountains. May its fruit rustle like the Lebanon. May men flourish in the cities like grass on the earth. May his name be blessed forever and endure like the sun. Every tribe shall be blessed in him. All nations bless his name. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone works wonders. Ever blessed his glorious name. Let his glory fill the earth. Amen. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer. We will call your name, Father, and pronounce it blessed above the earth. Give your people the fullness of peace and justice in your kingdom. And repeating the second antiphon, the Lord will save the children of the poor and rescue them from slavery. And the third antiphon, now the victorious reign of our God has begun. Revelation chapter 11, verses 17 through 18, and chapter 12, verses 10b through 12a. We praise you, the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign. The nations have raged in anger, but then came your day of wrath, and the moment to judge the dead. The time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and small alike. Now have the salvation and power come, the reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before God. They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death, so rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the third antiphon, now the victorious reign of our God has begun. And our reading for this Thursday evening is 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 22 through 23. By obedience to the truth, you have purified yourselves for a genuine love of your brothers. Therefore, love one another constantly from the heart. Your rebirth has come, not from a destructible, but from an indestructible seed, through the living and enduring word of God. And our responsory, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall want for nothing. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall want for nothing. He has brought me to green pastures, I shall want for nothing. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall want for nothing. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon, if you hunger for holiness, God will satisfy your longing, good measure, and flowing over. And the Canticle of Mary is found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, if you hunger for holiness, God will satisfy your longing, good measure, and flowing over. And now our intercessions. Lift up your hearts to our Lord and Savior, who gives his people every spiritual blessing. In the spirit of devotion, let us ask him, bless your people, Lord. Merciful God, strengthen Pope Francis and our bishops. Keep them free from harm. Bless your people, Lord. Look favorably on our country, Lord. Free us from all evil. Bless your people, Lord. Call men to serve at your altar and to follow you more closely in chastity, poverty, and obedience. Bless your people, Lord. Take care of your handmaidens vowed to virginity, that they may follow you, the divine Lamb, wherever you go. Bless your people, Lord. May the dead rest in eternal peace. May their union with us be strengthened through the sharing of spiritual goods. Bless your people, Lord. Now let's say together in Our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer. Let us pray, Father of mercy, hear our evening prayer of praise, and let our hearts never waver from the love of your law. Lead us on through night's darkness to the dawning of eternal life. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.